Tech Talks. You're going to Cloud Podcast from Amadeus Technologies. This is Singapuriya, Senior Manager, Marketing and Alliances from Amadeus. Let's continue from where we left. When all this should start, Manpreet, right when the businesses or consumers choosing their cloud service providers, it should start at that point or during the designing process, like architecting the cloud architecture, during that stage, the shift left concept, where do you think it should start?
It's everywhere. Similarly, like FinOps, right? GreenOps is also everywhere. So the very first, as you mentioned, when designing an infrastructure, you need to choose a specific region, right? So although people are choosing which is closer to their region, right? Let's say we are in Bangalore, right? And we are choosing which is near to our coalition, right? So that, you know, we can get easily fetch and retrieve the data from the application and from the database. So we don't want to deploy the CDN or other services which will help us to cache the services, because it's again a, you know, cost to our services as well. But instead of this, you know, if you choose a different region, which is even though not available to our correlation, you can choose the regions. There are many links are there which will help you to, you know, understanding where the carbon footprints are very less. So I think we can start deploying the infrastructure from where the carbon footprints are very less. And that is definitely helping us to, you know, give us a less cost as well when you're deploying the infrastructure where the green ops are there, right? So that is the very first thing, is it automatically get into a FinOps as well, right? So when you're deploying an infrastructure where green ops is more, where the greenery is more, there the carbon footprints are less, and then you're deploying the services with a lesser amount of price, right? So starting from that, then definitely it's a continuous process, right? Whenever you are, you know, resizing it, you are deleting it, when you are spinning up an infrastructure, again, you know, you need to be very cautious and the understanding on where you're spinning it. Are you spinning at the right instances, right SKUs, right, you know, your database? Are you using an IaaS or PaaS? Based on that, you choose the regions, you choose your, you know, standardize your format and everything. So GreenOps is everywhere. So you can also, you know, create a cost, your cost optimization along with the carbon emission dashboards, which will help you to, you know, where you are using more carbon dioxide, the data on the regions where you can improve it. And they will give you a granularity view where you can remove it, where you can optimize it and everywhere.
Yeah, got it. So you start from the less carbon footprint area and you scale from there, everything will fall in place. Great. So Manpreet, I would like to hear more about your experience in GreenOps. So have you worked on any projects and gained remarkable results in GreenOps using your tactics?
Yeah. So I'm not saying that I started, immediately from the GreenOps. Even I have not heard about this term, right? So the FinOps was very fascinated nowadays as well, right?
Yeah.
In India, especially in India, right? Yeah. So you can see everyone is talking about FinOps, right? So, but 4 years back when I was doing a cost optimization, I started my thing into a FinOps. Right, I was doing cost optimization where I saved a lot of amount of money by enabling the lifecycle management on storage, migrating some IaaS to PaaS application or the databases as well, then removing the, you know, unattached disks which are not being used or which want to be deleted, or moving, you know, GRS to LRS, your replication of the storage, and resizing it, reserving instance. So using this, you know, I heard during that time I have given one interview and they are asking me about, you know, are you aware of GreenOps? No, I never heard about this. Okay, then I started, you know, learning on that. I would say thank you for that interview. I got to know about the GreenOps as well. Okay, with that, during my learning, I have also implemented the dashboard on my projects, right, where I was, you know, part of FinOps as well. So I have seen a significant amount of reduction in the carbon footprint to my client and have shown them, oh, we have removed certain amount of carbon from that data center using a FinOps perspective. So that is very impressive, and I got appreciation from the client as well. Okay, you're doing FinOps along with GreenOps, right? So that helps me. And then when I was assigned as a architecture, so right from the starting, one of my friend who's in US, and he helped me, okay. So when I want to design an infrastructure, how do I ensure that I need to choose that region where the carbon footprints are very low? So he helped me, his name is Simmer, and he helped me, you know, share some links and articles. Okay, you can choose from that. This is how you're going to help to sustainable the solution as well. So when designing an infrastructure, I choose the region where the carbon footprints are very less. And side by side, when I'm doing a FinOps as well, so that is helping me to, you know, optimize the cost along with the carbon dioxide from the data center as well.
Great. So necessity is the mother of invention, of course. So I'm glad that you did that and got phenomenal results. Thanks to you, Manpreet. Happy about the client then. So having discussed the definition, the misconceptions, right time to start, your experience about GreenOps. So what do you foresee, Manpreet? What do you see as the future of GreenOps?
Let's say not talk about the IT industry, right? Even everyone wants to use an electric car right nowadays.
Yeah.
It's a sustainable solution, right? People are more moving into renewable energies, right? They are implementing, they want to use electric, which is also a cost benefit as well, right? So one of my friends have it and he purchased it at, double the price of what is a car actually is, because electric cars are much expensive than the normal. But the benefit they are getting, it's just very reliable. And he's also contributing to the, you know, environment as well by using the electric car. So starting, yeah, definitely the future is there with electrics, cars, with your data centers, if you are moving. So I think Google is nowadays using the data center, the underwater data center, where you don't need to, you know, have the data center and cooling power and everything, right? So underwater, definitely you will not get any cooling. So you will getting from the, you know, cooling from the water as well. So they are doing a, you know, tremendous renewable energies using those. So I think, it's a very trending as well. And it's a very bright future when you're doing for a green ops, because as the population is also increasing, we need to take care of the environment as well, right?
So absolutely. Absolutely, Manpreet. So even the cloud service providers are offering tools and recommendations to reduce the carbon footprint, like Azure Sustainability Calculator, AWS yes. Customer Carbon Footprint Tool, if I'm not wrong. And we can expect more to come in.
So even now, if you are going for Aptia Cloud Ability, they are also introducing the, you know, carbon footprint and carbon optimization as well. But I think instead of going that, we already have a cloud native solution, AWS, Azure, and GCP as well. Not sure about the OCI, but these three definitely have where you can, you know, see the visualization of the carbon. So where if you deploy the services on the data center, like where which region, they will give you, you know, a historical view of your starting from the day when you are implementing it until now, where you are using, how much you are using, how much you are means getting the carbon dioxide from the data center by spinning up to your infrastructure. And are you saving it or not saving it?
You rightly said, Manpreet. So lack of visibility is one of the major problems. Let it be InfinOps or GreenOps. When you have that visibility, obviously you take the next steps. The accountability will come in. The steps to overcome it will come in. Everything will follow. See, all right.
Yes, so, because people nowadays more focus about the FinOps, right? They are... because I think that is the trending technology nowadays, right?
Passing.
So, yeah. So everyone is, means whomever I'm meeting nowadays, so met so far, so they are now in FinOps. Okay, so GreenOps, are you providing the sustainable solution? But I think it's they are also contributing. FinOps is also contributing towards sustainability as well. So thanks to the FinOps.org, they are helping. Otherwise, it is very difficult to optimizing the cloud infrastructure and providing the most sustainable solution. As I have seen so many customers in my career, and also when I'm also consulting to the FinOps to other customers as well. So there are so much things that need to be optimized in terms of FinOps, in terms of GreenOps as well. Mm-hmm. So while you are doing the FinOps, you will automatically or directly correlating to the GreenOps. So it needs to be improved as well.
Absolutely. They do have some overlapping concepts and they kind of complement each other. Passively, they are doing it. But like you said, at least for next 2-3 years, FinOps will pass and it will be on the hype. For at least for next 2-3 years, let's see. Let's hope for the best to happen. Let's hope for GreenOps to soar high as well.
But in USA, there are so many positions and people are hiring the doctorates as well who are significantly working on the sustainable and the climate as well, right? So they are hiring into the IT industry specifically for these roles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, but in India, not now, but definitely how FinOps and every technology is adopting it, GreenOps will definitely be adopted soon.
Absolutely. It will take some time for that to get into India, though. It already started, but the results and the massive outcomes are yet to reveal or yet to unleash, in other words.
Yeah.
All right, Manpit. So thank you so much for your time with us today. We have touched the conclusion of this episode. So would you like to say anything about Cloud Tech Talks before we close?
Thank you so much for giving in an opportunity to have a talk on a GreenOps. It's very nice interacting with you and your team as well. So I wish you very good luck with all the future podcasts and everything. For I've gone through your podcast as well, and I've learned many things from there as well, because when you're talking to the like-minded people who are, their mindset is different, everyone mindset is different, and you can learn from each and another as well. So very, very much learning from. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for those wonderful words, Manpreet. It means to us a lot. Yes, we are trying to bring all the cloud experts with diverse mindsets who are working in different industries so that we get into this common platform and help each other, hold hands and win together. So thank you for those words. Listeners, hope you had a great time with Manpreet. Don't forget to write to us your challenges to info@amdiskglobal.com like you always do. We'll bring the right expert to talk about your challenges and sort that out together. Till we catch up in another intriguing episode, enjoy the cloud journey. Thank you.